This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, that's your opportunity right now. Let's get you lined up, see what's on your mind, what's bugging you. And, of course, we've all got our things. It's like we all have our things. I'm a little OCD about a lot. Okay, people who know me know that's true, and so I've always got something in this one. Let's get you lined up, 877-975-9825, 877-W-SKY-TALK. Let's talk to Pete. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is Gavin Newsom trying to rebrand himself.
Oh, yeah.
For the next election cycle. And, you know, there's an old topic discussion from business seminars. If an alien spaceship lands in the parking lot of your organization or business and the alien comes out and says, take me to your leader, you have to have an answer for that in like 1 minute, right?
Right.
You know, if that happened in Republican headquarters, they could easily say President Donald Trump is our leader.
Sure.
But if it happened in Democrat Party headquarters, they wouldn't know what to say. Thank you.
Oh, because man, they really are in disarray. Even, I mean, even folks who were at the speech the other night, you know, to Congress. It's like the Democrats are all over the road. They did not have one single message determined before they all showed up. You're absolutely right. And I mentioned it earlier this morning. It is irritating. But I have never seen, I don't think, a politician move as fast to the center as Gavin Newsom has. I mean, we're talking about breaking some speed limits here for sure. All right, let's go to Pam. What's bugging you this Monday morning?
Well, I guess I got a couple things.
Okay.
The daylight savings time is really bipartisan, and so Trump says, well, you know, it's 50-50, so we're going to just leave it alone because parents don't want to bring their kids to school in the dark. Okay, we're going to school in the dark.
Yeah.
Right now.
Exactly. Hi. Exactly.
Jasmine Crockett. Okay, I didn't like AOC. You know, she just irritated me. I loathe Jasmine Crockett.
Uh-huh.
She's supposed to be an attorney.
Yeah.
And she's supposed to be something. Well, she says it's not illegal to cross the border. Or it's not a crime to cross the border illegally.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Oh, I cannot stand that woman.
Oh, no, I am totally with you. And the fact that you'll use crime and illegally in the same sentence when you're trying to say something's not something when it is more than just a little confusing. But yeah, AOC, she's a piece of work, but I think that the left are trying harder. They've got some that are beginning to make her look okay. I don't want to use the word normal, but anyway. So what is bugging you this morning? Let us know, 877-975-9825. And Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Greg and Nick. Yeah, by the way, that term you were reaching for when you covered Pocahontas was cultural misappropriation.
Yes, misappropriation. That's the word I'm looking for.
What's bugging me, a few hours ago, I was listening to Coast to Coast AM, and
yes,
the host was interviewing some guy. I forgot his name. There, he was whining all about the coming closure of the Department of Education, and he was focusing on oh no, they're not going to be able to give away all these grants. And I'm all like, well, yeah, dude, that's the whole point. We don't have this money. I don't give away money I don't have. You don't give away money you don't have. Uh-huh. And we don't need this department. So that was bugging me.
No, I totally get you. It is kind of interesting, and you're right, Mark, and it is irritating, or bugging us, the fact that it's the freebies, the handouts. That's kind of what people are really lamenting on all these DOGE cuts about. It's like, but wait a minute. We don't have the money. Just because they give it to you doesn't mean it was sitting there in the Treasury to be handed out. No, we're printing more, we're borrowing more, we're going into a deeper deficit. We don't have the money. What's bugging you? Let's find out. Danny, what's on your mind this Monday morning?
Left lane campers. Like, the road ain't bad enough with all the rain. Now we got all three lanes on 75 because they want to block it. Everybody doing 68 bunched up in the rain. Not good, man. Not good.
Oh, no, Dan. Yeah, you sound like Bob. That is his biggest pet peeve, I think, are the left lane campers. And then for me, and sometimes it's related to the left lane campers, and sometimes it's not. The people who use all three lanes, they don't care who's going how fast in what lane. You're in their way. And so they will use all three lanes, no turn signals, cutting people off. To me, that is one of the most dangerous things on the highway. Speeders in general is not what causes the accidents. It's the differences in the lanes of the different speeds. And then when you have somebody like that who then is mixing that whole process up, then it gets really nasty. What's bugging you this morning? 877-WSKYTALK. That's 877-975-9825 if you want to join in. Pam, what's bugging you?
I was watching the news where a lot of protesters got so close to Vance and his daughter.
Yes.
I don't understand how the Secret Service let that happen. I think they should be more vigilant. That really concerns me.
Yeah, and I totally get where you're coming from. And I think you're talking about the ski trip maybe that they were on the other day. You know, and that's what's kind of irritating in general. So many times the people who want to protest something, we have allowed them with decisions in courts and everything else to change what free speech is as opposed to what it was originally intended. In its most basic, simple form, the difference between having free speech in America as opposed to what life was like in England or wherever you came from before, you could say here, the king is an idiot and not lose your head. That's free speech. We've tried to turn it into action as free speech, which I don't believe that it is. You've got the radicals who will take it as far as political assassination is free speech because it is basically your opinion being brought forth to total fruition. I really think we need to scale that back. Yes, holding up your signs, peaceful protest. I think the word there is peaceful, not illegal. I think that is fine. When you're burning down police stations like we had a couple of summers ago, that is not peaceful protest. If you are blocking the road and you are in front of my car impeding my movement forward, that is not peaceful protest. You've crossed the line. And I know it sounds terrible to say, but I'm sorry. You step in front of a moving car, you've kind of asked for whatever's coming your way. Like the moving car, for instance. And that wraps it up for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Thanks so much for your input this morning. We'll keep those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines open throughout the morning. Got some guests coming up at the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to tell you about that, and we'll hit our headlines. It's all next to the Bob Rose Show. I'm Greg Cassidy, 97.3 The Sky.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.